The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Of course, City to Surf Solar, a Geelong solar power and energy efficiency specialist, and you can find them on Essington Street in Grovedale. Melbourne, 14-7-91. Hawthorn, 7-6-48. Port Adelaide, 19-64 with Robbie Gray kicking a goal after the siren from the boundary line to beat Carlton, 9-7-61. No sense of theatre, Robbie Gray, because really, if he had have not kicked that goal, Carlton win, Port Adelaide stay top, but they stay top on 20 points, and there's only two games separating first and about 14th. Instead, now Port have just about, well, all but guaranteed themselves finals, you would think, from here. A lot of games to play in Adelaide, you would suspect, for them to finish season 2020 when they get out. Well, they're basically travelling between Adelaide and Hub Life. So
yeah.
The Power are in a really good place. And I don't think anybody here would begrudge what Ken Hinckley has done with that side. Fremantle and West Coast game tonight. And then the round concludes. We're going to see some, well, we're going to see footy on every day, basically, the week, we think. May not be Tuesdays, but definitely Wednesday through Monday. Adelaide and St Kilda tomorrow night from the Adelaide Oval. Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head. Let's have a look at the three matchups you were looking at, Neildy. McAvoy and Gawn, I think we had a clear winner there.
Oh, absolutely. We did get Gawn's performance. He started a little bit slowly, I think, but he certainly was the dominant ruckman on the ground, no question there.
Just those numbers for McAvoy and Gawn.
Gawn had 22 possessions, took 8 marks, and in terms of the ruck work, Gawn had 27 hit-outs to advantage. 14 of those were hit-outs to advantage.
McAvoy, that's outstanding.
Yeah, McAvoy only had 2 hit-outs to advantage, and I can tell you McAvoy only had 6 possessions and 2 marks.
Okay,
that's, so he had his, he was spanked red raw, King.
Yep, and he's not the only ruckman to have had that done to him.
No, there's usually 2020. Gawn has pulled some pants down previously and done a bit of spanking.
O'Meara and Oliver.
So O'Meara and Oliver. O'Meara, look, he had 19 touches, 13 effective, 3 clearances, kicked 1 goal, but Oliver ended up with 29, 4 clearances, 6 tackles. So I'd suggest that Oliver probably had the better of that matchup.
Yes, absolutely. That entire Melbourne midfield. Oliver's ability to win the contested ball, but he's also very clean in there. Like, there's big bodies in there. He keeps his head over it. When he clutches it, just seems to stay more often than not. And his ability to then quickly turn it into a handball, which gets the clearance, is elite in the AFL.
GeelongInsuranceBrokers.com.au and Petrarca and Wingard. Well,
yeah.
Wow.
Ben, give us the news.
It was probably a little bit like sort of James Buster Douglas taking on some sort of Cuban featherweight, really. Petrarca had 29 touches, kicked 1 goal, 1. 23 of those were effective, 16 contested, and Wingard had 3 kicks. He did kick 2 goals, Wingard, but one of those was when the game was all over and he just couldn't get into the game. His first kick was a goal, and I think that was sort of maybe midway through the third quarter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look, he didn't have a great night, Chad Wingard. So, all honest to Petrarca, who was potentially the steamatic standout.
Can you go can you go through some Kerr's highest stats, please, Benny? Because we're in the process of getting Christian Salem on the line to have a chat to.
Yeah, they had 21 more inside 50s, Melbourne. They comprehend 25 more contested possessions. They had about 40 more disposals. They had 13 more clearances. Every stat they won. They had 12 more tackles. Oliver had 29, Petrarca 29, Gawn 22, May 19, Viney 19 and a goal. Langdon 17, Salem 17, Brayshaw 16 for the Hawks. Sicily 24, Henderson 23, Mitchell had 20, O'Meara 19, and Day was probably the one positive for the Hawks. The youngster playing his second game had 19 possessions and took 8 marks. So he did some good things, and is something Hawthorn can hang their hat on.
Fantastic, Benny. Good work from you. Time for our Steamatic standout, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. They are your disaster restoration experts, Essington Street in Grovedale. Neildy, I think it's pretty clear cut.
I think what is actually clear cut, we need to put on the table that it is my lane, the Steamatic standout, and I'll just make that very, very clear to all K-Rock participants, listeners and everybody, including Ben Cassie, currently paying no attention on his phone, worried about what's going on at Barwon Valley Golf Course. So, now that's clear. The other thing that was very clear, the Steamatic standout, without question, is Christian Petrarca by an absolute mile. Now, Ben, I require you to give me some assistance and read out Christian's numbers.
Yeah,
that would be helpful. Other than that, from now on, keep your little fingers out of the Steamatic standout lane.
We don't want to influence the old standout. He had 29 touches, though. He's pretty much announced himself as the standout pretty early. 23 of those are effective. 4 clearances, 16 contested, 6 inside 50s, 1 goal, 1, and he laid 2 tackles. His ability just to... bulldoze his way through and then use skill as well is really good to watch. So he was clearly the best player on the park.
Thank you, Benny. 29 possessions. That's a good afternoon, isn't it? He's good to watch. He's a bloke you pay.
He's winning their best and fairest at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, you see. Well, actually, no. Gorn's probably they're neck and neck. They'd be miles in front. Yep. They'd be 7 lengths in front of the third bloke
for the Bluey Truscott.
Yeah. He would. So we've seen a couple. So we were fortunate enough, and unfortunate, was against the Cats. Like DeGoey, that dynamic type player that we've been talking about probably all weekend on K-Rock, how good they are.
Yep.
And we want to pay to watch. We want to flick the telly on and flick K-Rock on and listen to what's going on. And yep. Petrarca is one of those.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.